Legislators prepared for a session this year focusing on oil taxes, school funding, and an in-state gas line. Budgets were not a concern. The state has plenty of money. In the end, the legislature spent the money, $12 billion, but failed to find a fix for oil taxes, a permanent solution to education funding, or a way to get gas to market. The Senate spent much of the session on its response to the governor's tax plan that passed the House last year. It would have drastically reduced oil taxes in an attempt to increase North Slope production. The Senate Finance Committee came up with a plan that could not get enough support to get to a floor vote. And with 2 days left before adjournment, there was an apparent success. A bill that encouraged new development but left existing or legacy fields untouched. Anchorage Republican Liesl McGuire said the goal was not to let the perfect get in the way of the possible.
This is an awesome bill. I am excited to be here today to present this bill, and I'm proud of the work that the members of this body have done. This is truly, in my opinion, going to create a stampede for Alaska.
The bill was simple. It expanded a plan to encourage new development by putting it in place on the North Slope. It passed the Senate on a 17-3 vote. But House leaders killed it by bundling it with a bill on movie tax credits. Fairbanks Republican Steve Thompson found five bills to roll into one.
SB 23 will encourage commerce with credits for the film industry, new oil and gas development in unexplored regions, and the commercialization of natural gas to Alaskans, quite possibly by Alaskans.
Before passing the bill on to the full House, members took out the tax. That left the Senate trying again, coming up with another three-bill package. The goal that time was saving the movie tax credit bill. Oil taxes looked dead. That point was not lost on Fairbanks Democrat Joe Thomas.
We did not hang on to at least some opportunity for credits and incentives at Prudhoe Bay for new oil for either existing producers and certainly the new producers. And I think we made a gigantic error in at least not trying to push something forward there.
More money to educate Alaska's kids was one of the last things brought out for a vote in the closing hours of the session. And as attempted with oil taxes, it was stuck into another bill that gave lawmakers little input into the final product. The House majority took the Senate's idea of creating a way for the state to pick up pupil transportation costs and added a 50% increase in funding for vocational programs. It then offered to increase money sent to communities, and those communities could choose to increase their appropriations for their local schools. Anchorage Democrat Pete Peterson supported the majority's bill, saying it was a compromise that was better than no school funding increase. However, he said some school cuts were still inevitable.
It's unfortunate, but there will have to be some cuts made in different areas across the state. And I would like to see, if I had my druthers, the education-based student allocation funding connected to inflation so that we wouldn't have to come back year after year and haggle about what kind of increase or if there's going to be an increase in education funding.
The House and Senate agreed on how to handle the governor's scholarship program, coming up with a compromise in the final hours that does not give the awards to students who get GED diplomas, but does give more time to students who have trouble getting the courses they need. The governor's giving lawmakers another chance. He called a special session to begin Wednesday, dealing with an oil tax, an in-state gas line, and tougher penalties for sex trafficking. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.